You are listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We believe that Jesus came to set you free and nothing can cancel the truth of God's word. Now here's your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, Pastor Joey Santora.
What is going on, Uncanceled? How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy that you're here. Happy that you're watching. Excited to be here. Me.
Come on.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Psych's a great show.
It is a great
show. Actually, I'm not condoning any type of shows on the Uncanceled podcast.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Definitely. Definitely would not be condoning any type of shows. Definitely not. Okay. not condoning. If your parents think it's a bad show, I never condoned it. I never did. If you're
this podcast has never condoned psych.
No, absolutely not.
Nor would it.
Anyway, you know what time it is.
Yeah,
it's time.
Let's do it.
It's time to rate that crumble cookie. All right, let's go, Ben.
Here we go. You know, I got like a few texts like flaming me for picking oatmeal cookie last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel like they were slightly warranted. I know that I kind of do. All right.
I mean,
there's some good options today. I feel like we've had a lot of these options in variations. You know what I mean? The chocolate cupcake is literally just a chocolate cookie. But here's the thing. This week, I'm going to look at it a little bit like this. It's kind of like we've had a version of every one of these cookies. Mm. I'll read you the cookies. We've had chocolate cupcake. We have pumpkin roll. We have pink donut. We have lemon crinkle. We have maple glaze. We have snickerdoodle. All right. I did this last week, but it's just not lemon crinkle. Like I just don't feel as though that it's lemon crinkle, but oh wait, actually it might be because that's the most random one out of all of them. Snickerdoodle is a great cookie. Really like it. Maple glaze. What is that?
This.
A cookie. Yes. A cookie bursting with brown sugar flavor. That sounds pretty good too. Maple glaze. That's interesting. Oh, you did not. You just looked at the names.
Yep.
All right. That actually does kind of help me have a directive. I just feel like you didn't do pink donut. I'm going to take that off. You didn't do chocolate cupcake. You might have done pumpkin roll. I'm going to go between lemon. I know I just said it wasn't lemon crinkle, but like something just kind of like, like paused me there for a second. I am going to go with lemon crinkle. I am going to go all the way. Like I worked myself all the way back to lemon crinkle. I'm going to go with it.
Come on, lemon crinkle.
Let's go. That was kind of nice.
That was nice. Come on.
At first, I was like grandma cookie.
Yes.
But then I thought about it, and I was like, this is the most different out of all of them.
I doubled down, and I'm excited.
I'm excited,
I think it's going to be good.
It was a spiritual moment that just took place. Oh, I was like, great. Lemon. I was like, it's absolutely not. And I was like, no,
Wait a minute. It is. If there were other better options, it wouldn't have been lemon crinkle. But
no, that was, it's different. It's, we haven't tried any, because I was talking it
let
out.
Let me tell you this. I tried not picking lemon crinkle, but I just couldn't do it.
I think you kind of did the same thing I just did.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we're not going to have lemon crinkle. Oh, but we kind of are. All right, let's go, baby. That was a big win for me. You do realize my odds are like 1-8 now.
Yeah,
these days.
They're tough.
Yeah.
It's a little crumbly.
Is it a hot cookie or a cold cookie?
It was supposed to be warm. I warmed it up, but that was
a
little bit ago. So.
Still get the idea.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be pretty good.
I do too. I've come to appreciate lemon desserts more recently.
My father, Pastor Frank, really likes lemon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Lemon raspberry. What do you think?
Well, it is pretty crinkly.
I don't know what that means.
It's crunchy.
That's
how I would interpret it.
I'm gonna look it up.
But I'll tell you, I was searching for the lemon for the first 5 seconds mm-hmm, or so, mm-hmm. and then it came through. And I think, I don't know if this will make sense or if I can even describe it. I don't think it's a bad lemon flavor, but I don't know if it's a great lemon flavor.
I actually just texted someone on the podcast. But anyway, I agree. I heard everything you said. I agree. I like this better than the oatmeal raisin cookie last week. But I'm not like blown away. The powdered sugar is a little, is a nice touch.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it. I mean, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. I mean, that's kind of like, that's kind of how I'm feeling about this. Yeah, it's all right. I'm glad we tried it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's a weird, it's interesting. It's strange.
I don't know if it's like a real like lemon flavor.
That's what I mean. Like it is, it's supposed to be.
You, but like, you can like tell more that artificial, it's supposed maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Just like, what, I would probably tell you if you were, if you're going to Crumbl this week, and you have an option to get this, try to get something else. I think I'd probably say that I'm happy we tried it for the purposes of our podcast,
you're totally right.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah. You're totally right, by the way. A big reason why I didn't get a lot of the other ones is because we've had variations of it.
Yeah. I would almost encourage you, if you're a pumpkin person, to try to get the pumpkin roll. But to be honest with you, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like the chocolate cupcake actually sounds kind of interesting.
Oh, I'm sure it would be good.
What is it?
It's vanilla and chocolate, probably.
Yeah. I would discourage you from getting pink cookie.
Pink donut.
Or pink donut.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, what? And then it was just like, okay, it's a cookie with a hole cut out.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm sure it tastes like probably like the Dunkin' strawberry frosted donut.
If I was going to get a different one.
Maple glaze.
Either, yeah, I mean, you would have either been maple glaze and snickerdoodle. I just couldn't. Lemon crinkle was calling my name.
Yeah.
And I picked up the phone.
All right, I'm feeling a rating here. I'm kind of locked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. You got it?
Man.
I'll go first. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
All right. I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. It is not bad enough that I wouldn't eat the whole thing if I was going to eat. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't eat the whole thing. It's better than the oatmeal raisin last week. It's a 6 out of 10. There's nothing special about it. Nothing to ride home about. 6 out of 10. It's a little better than average.
I'm going to go with a 6.5. I gave the oatmeal raisin a 6 last week, and this is better than the oatmeal raisin, but it's not a 7. That's what I was kind of going back and forth with, and I don't think it can be a 7.
Will we ever get a really bad one, you think?
I mean, I don't know. I'll try.
We'll see what the Lord will do. Can somebody say amen? Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Rate That Crumbl Cookie. Now, no, your thing didn't freeze. We just stopped for a second. No, it did not freeze. Now to the podcast teaching. Here we go. Yo, I'm back. Here we go. I'm just a high energy guy, man. I'm just here. I'm here to bring the boom every single time, but I'm not Costco guys. Anyway, do you know about Costco guys, man? Yeah. Yeah, you do now, right? Did you not know before? Yeah. Well, awesome. That's great. Well, that has nothing to do with my podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about something that I've actually already done a teaching on, but I felt to do another teaching on it again, more expansively. Something that is a very real thing that students, and you can even really face this as an adult as well, especially if you're a young adult, as you like are growing into kind of doing your own things, you could start to encounter parental conflict. This is very common with students. This is also common, like I said, with young adults. And there is a way to navigate parental conflict in a way that is honoring to God and honoring to our parents. It can sometimes be hard to find this balance. different people have different parental situations. Some people have the parental situation that your parents are Christians. They've served God for their entire life. Some of you have parental situations where your parents, they are Christians, but they're kind of more maybe lukewarm in nature. They don't really go to church very much. They you're like kind of like, I hope my parents are saved type of thing, that type of situation. Then there's also other situations where the parents just aren't saved at all. Or maybe some have a situation where mom is saved, but dad isn't, or vice versa. So there's a lot of different parental situations. And today what I hope to do is to, like I said, give a more expansive teaching on how to navigate parental conflict. And I'm going to go through some specific scenarios of how we can navigate this in a way that is, again, pleasing and honoring to God. The first thing that I want to say, I want to make this very clear right off the bat. This teaching is not to undermine anyone's parents. This teaching is not to undermine anyone's parents. This teaching is not to act as though that, I just know so much more than everybody's parents and all that stuff. I'm not saying any of that. This is me actually trying to partner with you and your parents to be able to help assist in having a more peaceful household, and a household that's pleasing to God. So I by no means mean to undermine anybody's parents and doing a teaching on this. I simply want to do something that is going to help everybody have a peaceful home. Can somebody say amen? Thanks, man. Amen. Ben's right like in front of me, like right behind the camera. Amen. I have an exciting announcement, actually. I forgot to say this. We're getting a new microphone, so our sound quality is going to go up. I'm super excited. We're getting a new podcast microphone, probably not for two more podcasts. We'll have a new microphone and two podcasts. Super excited about that. But anyway, that has nothing to do with navigating parental conflict. Let's start here. It is God's desire that families be saved. In fact, I won't announce it yet. I need to clear it with some people first. But let's just say, I believe that so strongly that we're going to do something very soon that is going to hopefully see more household salvations, kids that have unsaved parents getting saved. But it is God's desire that families be saved. Go to Acts 16. I'll show this to you. Acts 16. And if you're a leader watching this or a young adult watching this, I encourage you to watch this to help so that you can even help others be advised on how to navigate parental conflict. And maybe you might still be doing it yourself, as I said before. Acts 16:31. This is after Paul and Silas, they get set free from the jail miraculously through their praise. Their praise breaks their chains. And this teaches us a powerful principle that when we praise God, God will come and fight on our behalf, that our praise can actually break chains. But that's not the teaching today. Acts 16, verse 31. After this happens, there's a jailer there. And the jailer is getting ready to basically kill himself almost, because he knows that if Paul and Silas, if the prisoners escaped in that time, the jailer who was on watch would be executed, would be killed. So he figured it would be better for him to just take his own life. But here's what ends up happening. I'm going to start reading in verse 27. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for the lights and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Imagine that. Somebody, the power of God hitting a place so strong that even the jailer realizes that these two men are men of God, and that he actually looks to them as the people of authority instead of pointing to himself as authority. Powerful. Fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ," or the Lord Jesus, "and you will be saved, you and your household." You and your household. Why is this important? This is certainly not saying that this man, if he got saved, then that means that, you know, his household is automatically saved. But if he, as the head of his household, got saved, he would lead the rest of his household to be saved. And so what does this show? The design of God is for your household to be saved. The design of God is for your household to be saved. The desire of the Lord is for you and your house to be saved. Amen. God doesn't want your mom to go unsaved. God doesn't want your dad to be unsaved. Doesn't want your brother, your sister to be unsaved. And can I encourage you, if you're the one that's saved in your household, you have a responsibility to point your household to Jesus Christ. You might be 15 years old and the only saved one in your family. But can I tell you this? God can use you as a 15-year-old to bring your entire household to Jesus Christ. Amen. God's desire, first and foremost, is for the man to lead his family. That's the design of God. But unfortunately, that's not the case in many American homes, that the man is godly and leads his family. That is the design of God. But guess what? If your parents aren't saved, if your dad isn't saved, maybe your dad's not even involved in your life, let me encourage you that God can still use you in your household. But the design of God is for the father to lead the family. That is the design of God. But let me ask this question. How does a student who wants to honor God navigate parental conflict when their parents may not have the same viewpoint as them? Maybe you feel called to be a minister and your parents don't like that. Maybe your parents are even Christians and they don't like the fact that you want to go to church so much. Maybe your parents aren't Christians at all and they don't like that you're going to church. Maybe your parents don't like something that you are doing that the Bible clearly says to. Maybe your parents don't like that you tithe. Maybe your parents don't like that you give offerings. How do you navigate these parental conflict situations? They're very real, and I hear about them all the time. Students coming to me, and once again, I say this with the utmost respect and honor. I am not here to undermine anyone's parents. I am not here to do that. I am here to help you work in accordance with your parents. Amen? I want to work with parents. First and foremost, here's what we do. We understand that God wants us to honor and obey our parents. God is a God that wants us to honor those who are in authority. The Bible is clear to honor authority all throughout the Bible. The Bible is clear of honoring spiritual authority. I was actually reading in Samuel something very interesting. I had no intention of reading this, but it will bless you. In 1 Samuel 9, Saul was looking for a man to go see a man of God about a certain situation. I don't want to get into the details too much. And he was going to go see this man of God named Samuel. And here's what he says. It says, then Saul said to his servant, but if we go, what can we bring the man? For the bread in our sacks is gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. There is a different level of honor in the Bible than we have in the American church. An honor that is like, I don't even want to go to the man of God without having something to present to him in honor for his gift that God has given to him. Not to worship him, but to honor him. That's powerful. Remember that. Whenever you go before someone in authority, whenever you go before someone, a person of God, go before them with honor. You know, if President Biden, and at the time of this recording, President Biden is currently the president. President Trump will be taking over in January, and that, yes, that is proper. He was already a president, so we call him President Trump. He's not President-elect Trump. He's President Trump. He's going to be president in January. But if President Biden called me in, or President Trump called me in and asked to meet with me, whether I agree with their policies or not is irrelevant. I will honor them, respect them, and respect their office. Respect the fact that they're the president of the United States. So, hello, Mr. President, how are you? I won't bow to him. I'm the man of God. I'm not gonna bow to him. I'm not gonna, you know, get down on my knees and beg the president for anything, but I'm gonna honor their position. I'm gonna go before people with honor. You will get further in life when you go before people with honor. So the first thing to understand is that God wants us to honor and obey our parents. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Honor parents. Honor your parents. Your parents have raised you. Your parents have made sacrifices for you. Maybe you don't have parents that have made those sacrifices for you. Maybe you have a grandparent that raised you. God wants you to honor your parents. Your parents have done tremendous things for you. We ought to honor them. Amen. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that all may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Amen. So the Bible is clear that we're to honor and obey our parents. As Christians, we're to honor and obey our parents. If your parents tell you to do something when you're under their authority, we have to honor them. We have to honor them. But here is where we have questions. Honor is never an option. Honor's never an option. But what if my parents want me to do something that's against the word of God? That is a really tough situation. Well, let me explain this like this. Romans 13 says that we're to obey governing authorities. The assumption that is made in Romans 13 and in Ephesians 6 is that these commands or these things that our parents and the government are telling us to do are things that are in line with God's word, or things that rather don't contradict God's word. Let's kind of break down what the difference is in this. That don't contradict God's word. If your parents tell you to do something that's in line with God's word, there should be no and, if, or but about it. They're telling you to do something in line with God's word. We have no choice at that point but to submit and obey because it's in line with God's word. But watch this. What if your parents tell you, we don't want you going out tonight with your friends, but you want to go out with your friends? The Bible doesn't tell us one way or another about if we're, God doesn't command us to go out with our friends every Friday night. So if your parents tell you not to go out on Friday night, guess what? You're not going out on Friday night because there is no biblical precedent for that issue. In other words, if there's no statement in the Bible about doing one thing or the other, again, there's no question. You honor and obey your parents. But what do you do if your parents say you're not allowed to go to church? What do you do if your parents say that you're not to do something that you feel to do? Your parents say you're not to tithe. Your parents say that you're not to do this. You're not to do that. I'll be honest with you. This is a very tough question to answer. And I want to answer this with, again, in a way that I do not want to undermine anyone's parents. I want to go and look at what the scriptures have to say. And I want to talk about this from the standard of God's word. Here's something to understand. I have to look it up. I'm not like a Bible encyclopedia. I know the word. I'm still growing in the word, but thank God that we're still growing in our faith. Amen. Luke 14, verse 26. Go there. While you're going there, let's talk a scenario out. Your parents say you can't go to church anymore. This is a very common scenario that I face. What do I do if my parents say I can't go to church anymore? Here's what you do. You honor them. You honor them by doing this. You speak to them with respect. You don't go up to your parents and scream at them. That won't get you anywhere. Honor God. God won't even be behind that because there's no honor. Go before them with honor and say, Mom, Dad, I'd like to talk to you for a second. Listen, I understand where you guys are coming from. You know, I understand your concerns, but I want to share with you about how God has changed my life at this church. I want to share with you how God has just changed my life in general. These are some things that have happened in my life. God has changed my life and I'm so blessed by it. And you know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:25, you can bring a scripture up, that the Bible says to not forsake the assembling of ourselves. The Bible is clear that we are to go to church. And so I want to honor God by going to church. And I also want to honor you guys. So that's why I'm talking to you. And I wanted to ask if with your blessing and with whatever guidelines that you have for me, that I can attend church. If your concern is that if maybe your parents' concern is that you're getting home too late. Mom, Dad, I promise to leave as soon as service is over. I will leave. Is that a compromise that we can make? I promise to not go out with my friends at Impact. It's Chick-fil-A. You know, I promise not to go to Chick-fil-A on a school night after service. I won't do that. I'll come right home afterwards because I want to be honoring to you guys. But I really want to go to church. This is something that's so important to me. The same way that being committed to a sports team might be, important to others. This is even more important to me, Mom, Dad. Can I please go to church? I'm going to be a better person for going to church. Talk to them like that. That's respectful. That's kind. Would you guys please consider doing that? You can even offer this. If you go to my youth group, which pretty much if you're watching this, you probably go to my youth group. Mom, Dad, my pastor would be more than happy to talk with you and hear your concerns and answer any questions that you have. He'd love to meet you. All that type of stuff. That is the way that you can actually do it in a way that is honoring to your parents. That's honoring to your parents. This is how you can have a grown-up conversation that is in line with the Bible and that is still pushing for the things of God. But it's a respectful way. It's a respectful way. I would ask your parents, because your parents, maybe they won't hear you out. They'll say, no, we just don't want you to go to church, type of thing. I would encourage you then to say, would you please just talk to my pastor? Would you please just talk to my pastor? Hopefully that they'll be able to have a compromise with that. I'd encourage you before you have the conversation to go and pray for your parents first. Pray that God would go before you. Pray that God would give you the words to say. Pray that God would soften their heart to hear you and to hear where you're coming from. I would encourage you to do that. That's a very important thing. Make sure that you just come across as understanding where your parents are coming from, at least. Try to put yourself in their shoes, understanding what their concerns might be, and address those concerns with respect. Who knows? Maybe your parents will be so astonished by the respect that you have for them that they go, you know what? Maybe you should keep going to church because this is the most respectful we've ever heard you talk to us before. Maybe you should go to church. Who knows what God might do? If your parents tell you that you can't go to church, even after they hear you out, talk to me, whatever, they tell you they can't go to church, which I'll be honest with you, I think that would be very unlikely. But if that does happen at that point, you can't just go wherever you want as a 15-year-old and without your parents' permission. You can't do that. But here's what you can do. You can still watch online, although it's not ideal. Being in person is 10 times better. Watch online. We have services that are online. Watch online. You can still contact me with any questions that you have and stuff. So I'd encourage you to do that if that were the case. But I would really encourage you to really honor your parents and have an honoring conversation with them. And hopefully they'll open up their heart to listen to you and hear what you have to say. But remember, honor. And also remember, when the Bible says children obey your parents, and when it says to obey government officials, it's assuming that the government officials and that your parents are going to direct you in the things of God and direct you in things that are honoring. It's not assuming that your parents are going to tell you, I don't know if anyone's parents would ever say this, but like to come drink with them or something like that. It's not assuming that they're gonna ask you to do wickedness in the context of the text. What if my parents tell me, and I'm just going to kind of talk about some scenarios. What if you feel to go to a certain college? Because this is a common one, but your parents don't want you to go there because your parents are worried about this. They're worried about that. How do I navigate that, Pastor Joey? Here's how you navigate that. You have the same honoring conversation I just presented about church and about tithing or about whatever else. And you sit down and you say, Mom, Dad, this is how I feel. I honor you. I respect you guys so much. And I'm so thankful for all your guidance throughout my life. But I really feel God asking me to do this because this is what the Word of God has to say. The Word of God says this. And this is a scripture I want to share with you. And I want to be very, very clear. Again, the scripture is not meant to thumb my nose at anybody's parents or for you to thumb your nose at your parents. But it's to help you give some understanding. Luke 14, verse 6. Or is it verse 6? 26. I'm going to start in 25. Now, great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and his wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. That's a bold statement from Jesus. That's Jesus speaking. Jesus said that. I'm not saying that. Jesus said that. What does this mean, hate? Do I have to despise my parents? Certainly not. This word hate is indicating this idea of love less. Love your parents less than you love God. Yes. Love your parents less than you love God. Explain to your parents. If your parents tell you that they don't want you to go to church, they don't want you to go to the school you feel God calling you to do, they don't want you to pursue the career that God's calling you to do, which usually is to be a minister. Explain to them that, you know, mom, dad, I understand your concerns. I understand where you're coming from, all that stuff. But the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto me. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay if I seek first God. God's not going to fail me. God's going to take care of me. God has a perfect track record of faithfulness. He's going to be faithful to me. You don't have to have a back, mom, dad, I don't need to have a backup plan to what God's telling me to do, because God will not fail me. God will not fail me. God is asking me to do this. In the Bible, when God asked people to do something, they never had a backup plan. They always left and followed Jesus. Evangelist Wesley did such a good teaching on this on Thursday night. It was powerful, about how when Jesus called his disciples, they left everything behind and followed him. They didn't have any security, no security, no safety net. They went and they followed Jesus. Elisha burned his plow. Peter left his fishing business. They left everything and followed Jesus. That's the call of God. We have to make a decision to love everything less than Jesus, and that includes our parents. Listen, I'm not saying don't love your parents. I'm saying love Jesus more. Because watch this, if you love Jesus more, you'll love your parents better. It's powerful. If you love Jesus more, you'll love your parents better. Make a decision today to speak to your parents with honor and with respect. Speak to them with honor and respect, but also share with them from your heart what God has done. Share the Bible with them. Share the scriptures with them. Not in a way that you're acting like you know more than them. Because the minute you do that, you've dishonored them. Well, since I actually read the Bible, since I actually know, no. Mom, dad, you know, I want to talk about this scripture that, you know, I was reading earlier, or that my pastor has mentioned before, about seeking first the kingdom of God, and talk to them about that. Try to explain where you're coming from with them. Have a real conversation with them. Don't text them about it. Don't have passive aggressive comments with them. Sit down with them and talk to them. If you ever have a problem where you want to do something that God's telling you to do, that's in line with his word, you can always offer to have a meeting with me. If your parents have an issue with the fact that I'm 24 or whatever, they're like, he's too young. Pastor Frank can join the meeting as well. Pastor Frank has two kids that are grown. I'm one of them. He's in his 50s. They might hear him out more. And I'll tell you this, Pastor Frank is going to say the same exact thing that I'm saying right now. I can assure you of that. I've had many conversations with him about this. So if you are worried, oh, what if Pastor Frank? No, Pastor Frank is a man of God. He's a pastor. He's going to say the same thing that I'm telling you right now. And he's going to help your parents maybe come to an understanding that they never realized. Not because your parents are bad people, because they don't realize all that type of stuff. Maybe they just have never heard what's being said. So go to your parents with that type of respect. Understand that God's first desire is for your household to be peaceful. That's God's first desire, is for your household to be peaceful. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the sons of God. Matthew 5:9. God's first step is peace. God's first step is not for you to go guns blazing to your parents, telling them how it is. I will tell you this, and I mean this again with all due respect to your parents, but this is the Bible and I must stick with the Bible. Even when you make a decision to go off to school, while your first step is to go to your parents peacefully and tell them, you know, this is what I feel God telling me to do. I'd like to do this with your blessing. You cannot allow your parents to stop you from following what God's telling you to do. I'm talking about when you turn 18 and you're out of high school and you're making your first steps as an adult. That's what I'm talking about. Not when you're 15 and your parents tell you that you can't go somewhere. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you make a decision, your first adult decision is to what college or what career you will pursue. You cannot allow your parents to snuff out what God is asking you to do with your life. You have to do what God's telling you to do first, but your approach should first be peace. Your approach should first be honor. And even if your parents and you don't come to an agreement, you don't dishonor. Mom, Dad, I honor you so much, and I think there's so much wisdom in what you're saying right now. But this is where I need to go to school. Your parents might get upset. I hope they don't. But your parents might get upset and say, well, we're not going to help pay for your college. Can I tell you this? God will take care of you. You might have to work. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Get a job. No, I did a podcast called Be a Hard Worker and Get a Job. Get a job. Sure. Nothing wrong with that. But God will take care of you. God will make sure you have everything you need. My sister-in-law had supernaturally had her tuition paid for. Supernaturally had her tuition paid for. God provided for, not that her parents didn't support her, but that God took care of her because she followed the call of God. I know so many people that have had God take care of them because they chose to follow the call of God. If you try to do things to please men, men are the people that are going to have to sustain you. When you do it the way of God and you do things to please God, then God will be the one who sustains you. You'd much rather the hand of God be for you than the hand of God be against you. Don't allow anything to snuff out what God is calling you to do. Go and do the thing that God is calling you to do and do it with excellence. Do it well. I'm so proud of so many of you that have decided to follow the call of God. And you know, if any parents are watching this right now, I want you to know this once again. I don't know if maybe your kid showed you this or something like that. Everything I say from the Bible, and I say with the most respect to parents. I honor and respect parents. You guys make so many sacrifices. I'm not trying to replace you as a parent in their life or anything like that, because I'm not their parent. You're their parent. You raise them, all that stuff. I'll tell you this. I'll share a story with you that might help. My parents were not happy that I chose to go to the Bible college I chose to go to initially. They told me that that's not what they wanted me to do. They wanted me to go to business school first to learn business, not because they wanted me to be a businessman, because they thought it would be beneficial to me to have a business background in the ministry, not because business was my fallback if the ministry didn't work out. Because some parents say, you know, get a business degree and get this because it's a good fallback. That's not the mind of God. My parents wanted me to get a business degree because they thought it would be beneficial to me in the ministry. Then they wanted me to go and do some type of Bible program after that, because that's you know, just what they wanted. That's not what God called me to do. That's not what God called me to do. I told my parents that. We had a lot of conversations, a lot of heart-to-hearts, but something supernatural happened. My parents began to feel the peace of God as they prayed. You know what? This is the right thing for you, Joey. You know what? We do feel right about this. And they even came to visit the school with me, and the peace of God came upon them and said, yeah, this actually makes a lot of sense for you to go to school here. And there was peace in our family. But can I tell you this? Even if my parents didn't tell me that I couldn't go to that school, I would have gone anyway. I would have gone. I would have honored them. I would have told them, I thank you guys so much for your wisdom, but this is where I need to go because I must serve the Lord first. I must serve the Lord first. And you raised me. You can even say, Mom, Dad, if your parents are Christians, Mom, Dad, you raised me to be someone that puts God first. And because of you raising me to be someone that put God first, because you did that, I'm going to do exactly that. And I'm going to put God first. They hopefully your parents will honor that. If your parents are not people that honor that you know, honor God, they're not Christians. They may have more trouble understanding this. But I'll tell you this, if nobody else is for you, I'm for you. If nobody else will support your call, if nobody else will support you tithing, coming to church, doing all, we'll support you. We'll stand with you. And we want to work with your parents to bring peace in your household. That's our goal. Our goal is to bring peace in your household and help you navigate these difficult situations that might happen in your home. I really want you to realize once again, the first step is honor. The first step is honor. And the last step is honor. You see that? Honor doesn't change. Honor doesn't change because the outcome changes. And what I mean by that, honor doesn't change because your parents don't come to an agreement with you. Honor remains. But there may come a point where you have to go and do what God's telling you to do, regardless of what your parents are telling you to do. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I should share in regard to that. Understand that when you decided to follow Jesus, you decided to leave everything else behind, and that includes family if necessary. That's not the first move, but if you have to leave family behind, you have to leave family behind. I encourage you, if your parents are giving you problems about things that are in line with the word of God and stuff, be honoring and ask them if they would be willing to have a meeting with any of the pastors here at the church, with me and my father, or maybe they don't even want me in the meeting and they just want to speak with Pastor Frank. Or honestly, like Pastor Frank and Pastor Brandon, two great people I'd highly recommend that would be excellent to have a meeting with your parents, because they're going to tell you the things that I'm telling you right now. I hope that this helped you and kind of even relieved you of how to navigate this. Because I know that there can be stress in a lot of homes as it pertains to this type of stuff. And I realize this is not a popular topic and there's not a whole lot of teaching on this. So I hope that this helped you. If you have questions about this podcast and you want to contact me, contact me. If you don't have my number, DM me on Instagram, Joey Santora. It's just Joey Santora. That's it. Or put something in the comments on YouTube. You could put a specific scenario if you want to. What do you do in this situation? I'll answer them. I'll answer those types of things. I'll even maybe, you know, take a part of the podcast to answer questions and stuff. But send this to somebody that you feel might need this. Maybe you might know a friend that's going through something similar like this. Send this to your friend. I think it will really help them. But I hope that this blessed you today. Something we're going to do at the end of every podcast going forward is I'm going to give you an opportunity to sow into this ministry. Maybe you just were really blessed by this and you want to sow. The Bible is very clear that whatever you sow, you'll reap. If you feel on your heart to give, not by pressure, not by obligation, but as a cheerful giver unto the Lord, you want to give into this ministry because you believe in what we're doing. There's so much stuff that we are able to now do for this ministry because of the generosity of everybody sowing. And really, it's from God. I know that people choose to obey God, but God's the one that prompts people's hearts. And God is our source. So even if you don't give anything in right now in this video, even if you don't give anything in this video right now, no problem, no worries at all, no pressure, no obligation. We've had $1,100 come into this ministry over the last month, and we're going to be able to buy a new mic with it. We're going to be able to buy some other things that are going to make everything in this ministry just go so much smoother. There's going to come a time, I'm telling you, I speak right now by faith. I know it's going to happen. It's not just by faith. It is faith. I have a certainty that it's going to happen. We're going to expand beyond the realms of this room. We're going to expand so much. We're going to have to do more things. We, at the beginning of this year, you remember, Ben, when we were at Revival Today and Pastor Jonathan asked me how many people were in our youth group and he said like 100, and I didn't want to interrupt his sermon, so I just nodded my head or whatever. But at the time, we only had like 75 or 80 that were regularly attending. You can ask Ben, you can ask anyone. We've had like really and truly over the last month, over 110 every single week, definitely over 100. But the last couple of weeks, it's been over 110. We've had over 120 a couple of weeks too. We are busting at the seams. This is a good ground to sow in. I'm telling you, people that sow into this ministry come back to me and tell me, like, every time I give to this ministry, something good happens in my life. So why? It's good ground. There's good stuff happening here. People's lives being changed by the power of God. It's wonderful. It warms my heart to see what God's doing. So if you want to sow, praise God. If you don't feel to, that's okay too. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There should be a giving slide that maybe is flashing on the screen. You're not going to see me. You're probably going to see a giving slide instead. And make sure to select, if you're going to give at faithchurch.cc, make sure to select Impact Youth to ensure that your seed goes to our youth ministry. Amen. God bless you as you give. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless those, Lord, in accordance with your word that have decided to sow into your kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord, help these students be able to speak in an honoring way to their parents as they navigate different conflicts. I pray, Lord, that you'd give them the words to say. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you. So happy that you decided to tune in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by the teaching today. If you are between the grades of 5th through 12th grade, make sure to check us out in person at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in next week for another weekly podcast from Uncanceled. God bless.